Blog Talk Radio.
It's Kelly here at 6:34. I've got Steve Wilmoth with me, but I've got a little bit on Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, or Pacquiao as Rob told me to pronounce it. Or not? It wasn't Rob. It was Greg. But here's a little bit on the matchup. Check it out. By the way, this is other fighters explaining who they think is going to win. Well, that's pretty much, you got to say that the consensus is that Mayweather wins the fight, though. I think Pacquiao has got some of the most incredible, he's got these flurries that he puts up that are just absolutely stunning when you see he gets hit and then he kind of comes back and he really just takes it to him. He is able to just stand there and punch like almost nobody I've ever seen. I mean, he looks like a small guy, and neither one of these guys is real big, but at the same time, it is just seems to be so mesmerizing when you see Pacquiao or however you're supposed to pronounce him. I'm not a pronunciation guru, but I think it's going to be it's going to be a heck of a fight, and one that I believe is probably going to be. Need to have a, if it's close at all, they're going to have to redo it. And it could be, from the sounds of it, two fights $1 billion. I mean, that's absolutely shocking. All right. I've got some state stories for you, local and state stories. Charges to be dropped against New Mexico boy accused in dad's murder.
Lemuel Martin.
That's absolutely amazing. I don't want to say the kid got away with murder. He was only 10, but I mean, to shoot somebody in the back of the head like that, that just doesn't really sit well, I'm sure, with anybody who knows anything about the case. Anyway, we'll take a break here. Kelly O'Connell, got Steve Wilmoth coming on at the next hour. We're going to talk about local stuff with him and some of the water issues. It is 6:42. You're listening to AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in, and we will be right back.
Hold on.
You can't hear me. That's fine. You here right now?
Not especially.
I'm sure we'll warm up to each other, though. I am, yeah. Very much so. Medical school? Good morning, 6:45, and we've got a pretty interesting story here that has been developing. It's in Las Cruces, 1450 KOB, Kelly. Pretty interesting story. Speaking of fighting, John Jones, John Bone Jones, and he is he's a boxer. He's a UFC fighter, and he was got into a wreck, and he was in Albuquerque. He's a champion, you know, and he got in this wreck, and what happened was the lady that he hit was pregnant. She broke her arm, and she strained her wrist and broke her arm, and it was just John Jones disappeared, didn't help the victim, and then he came back in his car and grabbed some cash. So people are not happy with him, and he's been suspended, and he's lost his title, at least temporarily. And here's a little bit from CBS News Crime Cider on this, since we're talking about things involving prize fights. Well, Well, anyway, he's been arrested. Now he's out on bond. And so I don't know. Who knows what the future holds? He's got some bad things going on, one of which is obviously fleeing from the scene of a crime. He's been suspended, stripped of his title. And but also the drugs, you got to be worried about that. And he's a young guy. And so he is John Bone Jones, or Bones Jones, was arrested. He was identified by an off-duty police officer when he fled the vehicle. He ran a red light and hit the lady, and she broke her arm and wrist. And then the 27-year-old Jones turned himself in last Monday. He was charged with leaving the scene of an accident involving death or personal injury, taken into custody, and then released on bond. So we'll see what the future holds for him. But it is not probably what his promoters were looking to happen. And we had a train wreck. You probably heard about that. And there was a person who was killed, and they said that he had jumped out of the train. If he had stayed in there, they're speculating that it's possible that he might have survived that. And so, which is kind of a sad story, but I mean, I don't know what personally I would do if I was in a train and I saw that it was, getting in a wreck. This is from Roswell, and I've got a little clip here from KOB, but the NTSB, the investigators that look into this stuff, train worker likely to survive if he hadn't jumped. And they're saying that this guy who was aboard a freight train that struck a parked train in New Mexico would quite possibly be alive right now if he hadn't leapt out. Locomotive survival area was completely intact after it struck the train parked on a siding area. A manually operated switch was locked in place, sending the train onto the wrong track. And here's your clip from KOB on this. And all right, so let's take a little break here. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450-651. And we've got time for a couple more stories, but so we're going to be back and talk to Steve Wilmoth about stuff in the Valley. We'll be right back. 523-1450 to call in AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOB. It's Kelly here, and so I've got a little bit of a prediction from Floyd Mayweather on Manny Pacquiao's game plan. Do you have a place to watch this fight? It could be the greatest fight of all time. It's on Saturday. Find a friend who's already bought it and go over there, give him $5, $10, whatever. Can you imagine this? A $500-600 million split on this. It's 400 for Mayweather and Pacquiao, $200-250 million. That's incredible. So double a second, a rematch would be over $1 billion. But here is Mayweather.
I thought I could survive without major brain damage. I think I'd do it anyway. Go out with a bang.
Well, that's, I don't know, a little bit hard to follow that, but I think that, you know, let's face it, whether this guy knows how to talk or not, it's pretty intriguing. Here's a little from Steve, what is it, Pacquiao?
Pacquiao.
Maybe that's
the
sound.
I believe that is correct.
Maybe that's the sound that after he slugs somebody. But here's a little bit from him. This guy is a very charming, very smart guy. Anyway, well, I'll come back to that. I'll come back to that clip a little bit tomorrow. It's pretty good. It shows kind of a lighthearted guy. But anyway, we'll take you out here. Luna's a harsh mistress. Pat Metheny and Charlie Hayden, who just passed away. Kelly O'Connell, got Steve Wilmoth here. Steve, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about the upcoming supervisor election.
Fantastic.
For the Doñana Soil and Water Conservation District.
Fantastic. Don't give Steve a microphone. He'll never stop. Anyway, we'll be right back on the break. Really appreciate Steve coming in to talk about this, and fantastic show in the second hour. Good morning. It's Kelly here. It's 7:06 AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. Number to call in, 523-1450. And we want to thank Rawson's Builder Supply for sponsoring the show. And we do the Rawson Report once a week for you to bring in some information about the county, such as the fact that the county's bringing in $12 million, and we're not sure if any of that is actually going to go to the sheriffs. But that was it, last show, the last couple of shows. We'll get back on that. Right now, we have Steve Wilma. Thank you so much for... Steve's a friend of mine. Thanks for contacting me and letting me know that there's some information that people desperately need to know about what's going on in the community.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for allowing me to come in. And it's always a pleasure to see you. We appreciate what you do and the forum that you present for the other side of the story. And we have an election of board supervisors coming up on May 5th. And like so many political events now in our community, it is an important election. It's an important day, and we need to make sure that we get to the polls and vote for the customs and culture of our community.
First of all, what is the vote for? What is the official?
The vote is for three positions on the board. Three positions are up for election. The new subdivision that we have done puts a candidate who happens to be Jerry Shigadance, who is the incumbent running against an opponent from the North Valley. And that is that area north of I-10, north of the city, north of 70, to the Caballo District boundary. We have a second incumbent, DJ Martinez, who represents the District 2, Zone 2, which is that area south of I-10, west of Maine, to the Texas state line. And then we have a candidate, Melissa Gorham, who has an opponent who will represent the district at large.
What does this job do? What's the responsibilities?
Well, the responsibility is predicated on state law. This is a soil and water conservation district. There are 47 of them in the state. And the board is charged with the management of soil and water resources. It is authorized by state law. There are five elected board members. There are two appointed board members for a total of seven board members. But it's the management of our natural soil and water resources, a very important task. And a board that's not, until recent years anyway, is not known by the greater population.
It seems a little vague. So what does the board do?
Well, the board... If you look at the law, the board is charged with the management of water and soil, and if the law actually reads the impounded water, and in our case, that would be the EBID system from Elephant Butte, but it also says that we have to maintain the tax base. And that relates to customs and culture of our community. A system that started back in 1598 when Don Juan Oñate arrived and became an agrarian in terms of both raising stock and farming in the Rio Grande Valley.
Could you tell us a little bit about Don Juan?
Well, Don Juan arrived, came through Del Norte, the pass, which is now El Paso, actually crossed the river right there where near downtown, several thousand head of cattle and sheep and horses, established what we now know as the King's Highway, the Don Juan Oñate Trail, to Santa Fe, connected to Mexico City with Santa Fe. Pretty important character in our history.
And what was he like as a person? What do we know about him?
Well, had to be adventurous, didn't he? I mean, to come that far. Don Juan Oñate, of course, in that capacity and the elevation of the Pope's will, became somewhat of an unfortunate character.
Why?
Disliked with the attempt to tame the savages, Kelly.
Okay, so is he of Spanish stock?
Is he what?
Was he of Spanish stock?
He was a Spaniard, yeah.
And so he must have been a real adventurer, and I mean, he must have, you know, he liked to roll the dice, I guess.
Well, he jumped off into a big chasm. He came overland into northern Mexico and into a hostile environment relative to what he had come from.
And how long did it take him to get established?
Well,
I'm just curious because you seem to know about him, and
his lifespan was spent largely in this task, and of course that resulted in the Pueblo Revolt, a bloody encounter. But again, all roots within our history, and all contributing in part to our customs and culture,
right.
Of which we should all appreciate.
Of course, absolutely. I've read a little bit about the King's Highway, but so anyway, we owe a lot to Don Juan.
We do. And in part, that agrarian base is the issue today. It is the issue with this election on the 5th. And we find ourselves in a political battle like other.
Imagine that.
That's correct. And we find ourselves with those who will uphold customs and culture and those that will adhere to an environmental agenda, and that's what we face in this election.
All right, so we're dealing once again with the people that are saving the earth.
We are dealing once again with the radical left-wing environmentalists. And in our case, they've become recognized to us. Jeff Steinborn is in that group. Don Kurtz is certainly in that group. And the stable of John Kurtz candidates who we see populated our governing boards.
And the fact is that Jeff Steinborn does work for the
New Mexico Wilderness Alliance.
As does
Nathan Small of the city council.
And do you personally find that to be a conflict of interest?
Absolutely. Full-time advocate of the very things that he's ruling on elected bodies.
Yeah.
And that flies in the face of what the Conservation District Act requires us to do.
Yeah.
We have to look after these things, these natural resources that provide a living, provide opportunities for our kids in the future, and keeps this community on a robust keel.
Well, that is interesting. It also flies in the face of the greatest common law lawyer in history, Lord Cook, and his famous Dr. Bonham's case, who said that you should not be a judge in a matter in which you were personally involved.
Well,